reports, despite warnings of fraud, Biden-Harris resume parole pipeline for migrants. By John Binder on August 29, 2024. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is reportedly resuming a parole pipeline for migrants to come to the United States despite having previously shuttered the program due to warnings of widespread fraud. Earlier this month, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas temporarily shut down the CHNV program over reports of fraud and abuse. The program serves as one of two parole pipelines that Biden and Harris have created, giving advanced travel authorization to Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans so they can fly to the U.S. and secure parole. At the time that Mayorkas closed the CHNV program, it had already welcomed about 500,000 migrants to the U.S. in less than 2 years. This week, reports from The Washington Times and The New York Times suggest that Mayorkas is resuming the CHNV program, a move criticized by House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN. It should come as no surprise that the Biden-Harris administration has rushed to restart its unlawful CHNV mass parole scheme, despite the clear evidence of fraud permeating the program, Green said. The CHNV program, along with the use of the CBP-1 app at the southwest border, has helped the president and his border czar play a massive shell game, encouraging otherwise inadmissible aliens to simply cross at ports of entry instead of between them, emphasis added. According to Green, the committee has been in contact with DHS officials over fraud within the CHNV program and the results were sobering. Instead of scrapping the clearly flawed program, the department is allowing it to continue without rooting out the fraud or putting adequate safeguards in place to prevent exploitation by sponsors here in the United States, Green said. Green said DHS would have never had a fraud issue to begin with had it simply stopped importing 30,000 inadmissible aliens every month in the first place. In total, Biden and Harris's parole pipeline, which includes migrants arriving at the southern border through the CBP-1 mobile app, has welcomed almost 1.3 million migrants to American communities, roughly the size of Dallas, Texas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.